Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys, from deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
We doing, everyone? Welcome to the Real Talking Podcast with your host, Just JD. Today, the promise has already been broken, unfortunately. It has been an absolute nightmare of a week. Started off, van broke down, waited 2 hours for AA to turn up, made me ended up being ill for a couple of days, and then trying to catch up on work. Couldn't get over to Ashley's on Friday. Should have been able to get there today, but even today started off as a drama as well. The van that I borrowed off my dad's, issues with that. Then get into the job, issues there. Should have been a lot easier and simpler. And then by the time I did finish, Ashley's got plans, you know. He's fortunate enough that he doesn't have to work weekends and he can spend the time with his loving family. He's a missus and beautiful baby girl. So you've got me on my own again, just like 12 months ago. Unfortunately, we haven't got any Aunt Bessie's beers this time, though. You know, the what was it, Victoria sponge pudding one? I think it was a crisp chicken dinner one, maybe. I remember them not tasting too bad, but no, I've just got a standard, I say a standard beer. I've got my, it's a French lager, cheap and cheerful from Asda. 4 of them for £3.10, or do believe it is. Champing Wells, it looks like. I don't know. I'll most likely have butchered the pronunciation, but it's quite a nice continental lager, and I do quite enjoy it for how cheap it is. You really can't go wrong, to be fair. Well, as I say, it's been a drama of a week, but because we did promise to still get you an episode out this week, I am just doing a quick joyful, or try and be joyful. I'll probably put some of you in a bad mood already since it's just me. But if you can bear to put up with it just for this little bit of time, then I promise you we will get through this together. And then next week, we're definitely on it. I've got some beautiful, beautiful confessions and questions and everything from you all. I will save them for when it is the dynamic duo back together again next week. Because we need the answers from both of them, both of us. So, yeah, I just thought I'd give a quick update. It's been a long week. Really, really has. I'm still not 100% over this illness as well. I don't know if I had a chest infection, but I say 2 hours waiting for the AA to turn up on the side of the motorway. It was freezing. I was literally behind the barrier, pacing up and down in this small little like 5 meter gap because it was overgrown everywhere, trying to just keep a little bit warm. And yeah, by the time the AA turned up, they couldn't get the van fixed. So got towed back home, basically. Dropped the van off at the garage, ready for the next day. But Jesus, for anyone that hasn't been towed before, I mean, it's not the best of experiences anyway, but when it's pitch black, I mean, it wasn't even that late, but I mean, I think it was probably around about 7 o'clock by the time I started getting towed. And so, yeah, it's dark. You're on the motorway, getting towed. You've got no control. You have to just go because you're guided by the vehicle that is towing you. And you've just got to steer. Just keep your hands nice and tight on the steering wheel. But obviously, because your engine's not switched on, you have to just hold it nice and tight. You've got no power steering. So when they turn, you've got to real push your hands into it, get those elbows into it, you know, a bit of shoulders if you need to as well for the extra strength. And the towing, being towed itself isn't the worst part of it, though. It's when you're at junctions and roundabouts and stuff, it's the other people that are driving that just blows your mind. How unaware of like, what's going on some people are. I must have had probably a dozen, 12 for people that don't know what that means. Like other vehicles need to go into the side of me. Well, just because they're not paying attention, because they just assume that I'm right up the arse of the AA van that's towing me, you know. But it's obvious because he's got his bright, and I mean proper bright. I had to put the bloody sun visor down because of how bright these orange flashing lights are. So they obviously, that means there's a hazard basically. So they're flashing all around his van. And then I've got my hazards on as well. And yet people still just trying to cut around the roundabout and nearly going into me. And then when he's moving lanes, they're not giving enough space for me to merge into the lane as well. Absolute drama. There's so many morons. And I mean, I've had it on the way back home today as well. Just this HS2 nonsense. It's just, I can't understand why it has dragged on for so long. And then, because I was on the phone with Ashley while I was driving back, and this one patch on the M42, honestly, I've not seen any improvements, anything done, anything different for a good 12 months. And that's not an over-exaggeration. There's literally, since the bridge, what the train is going to run across, has been put over near Junction 9 on the M42, I've not seen anything else done there. And it's like they've put the bridge in, but there's nothing else connecting to it. So I really don't understand. So there's, I don't know, there's more night closures or something going on around that area this weekend currently as well. And then as I'm driving along, the signs say that it's closing down to one lane in, you know, like 500 yards, 400 yards, you know, the big countdown. And the fact that so many people don't understand how to read the road, and the signs say use both lanes and merge together, yet everyone's moving into the left. And I'll stick with the flow of traffic. I stayed in the right-hand side, keeping it clear. But then as I'm getting closer to where the cones divert into one lane, and well, obviously I can't continue because it has to be one lane, But there was a lady in a mini, 2 mile left. Now there was loads of gap in front of her. And as I say, because I'm keeping with the speed, the flow of the traffic of the left lane, because I don't want to seem like I'm a cunt just bombing up the empty side just to sneak into the front. I'm ready to merge into the gap as the two becomes one, boys, girls. And as we get into that point, she decides to speed up to close the gap to stop me from merging in. And she obviously saw me shaking my head in the mirror. I just don't understand why people think that's like I'm doing something wrong. I've not been speeding, trying to dodge everyone. I've literally crawled along the same speed as the rest of them. But no, people just don't understand. You know, the signs are there, clear. Just for any of the drivers out there that are thinking that I was in the wrong, just read the road. Just understand. You know, I'm not being a cunt about it or anything. Just pay attention to the road and just be safe out there, because stuff like that, if I wasn't paying attention to where she was, I could have easily have gone into the side of her or her into the side of me, depending on what position, if I was in front or not. And if I had noticed that she didn't leave me a gap, I'd end up having to stop in the middle of the road, and then that's going to cause more traffic because I've got to then try and avoid hitting the cones and get into the left-hand lane then. There's just no need for it. There's too many ignorant people out there. And I don't know, I feel like I know there's already a point system, but there should be, I don't know, more fines handed out for just stupid driving. You know, there's fines for being in a bus lane and speeding and that, obviously. But, you know, if you could report stuff like that, you know, if you've got dash cam evidence or something, and just, you know, there's a little service to post it off to and just say, this driver, that's the reg, they're a gobshite, sort them out. And just bang out a fine to them, you know, because if people were getting, because I feel like this, I'm sure I've said it before, with motorway drivers when hogging the middle lane or lane three, they should be given fines for that as well. If it's proven that they're not overtaken and they're just sitting idle in the middle or third lane or fourth lane on some of the motorways, they should be given fines. Only like, say, £30, but they'd soon stop doing it and like start moving over to the left as you're supposed to. You'd stay in the left, overtake, move back to the left. You know, rules of the road, they're there to be followed, not broken. So if they were banging out these little £30 fines, people would be more aware and stop driving like a fucking cunt. So that's added on to all the stress of today. So I'm glad I'm doing this little bit of record, to be fair. It's getting getting like a little bit of a therapy session. You know, it'd be better if I was sitting with me mocha, my old pal. But, you know, unfortunately, as I say, we couldn't do it. I mean, he's up my end of the woods today as well, literally up by the woods. Off to a Christmas light display, old Coombe Abbey. And then, yeah, well, he'd be there now anyway. If I had more patience and a better day, I would have met him up there myself with the dog. But, you know, no, I've just had a shower and sipping on my beer. One second. Oh, yeah. French lager. I just need to chill. Get this sorted. Get it out as quick as I can for you. Because obviously it is late. We do try and get it out early on a Saturday morning. But we have had a brief discussion. If need be, we are going to change the scheduling, because Fridays, definitely at the moment anyway, have been a struggle. So we might end up changing the record date, day, and then get them out, I don't know, maybe a midweek post or something. But if/when we do anything like that, we'll keep you all posted. Otherwise, yeah, just keep the messages coming in. Neither of us want to work next Friday and are trying not to. But either way, if we do have to, it's only for the morning. and we'll definitely have enough time to get ourselves out. We're all going out for a drink, you know, lads on tour, Christmas do with the boys on the beers, lads. So yeah, we've definitely got time. We're not going to let you down next week. So we need all the emails, messages, questions, confessions. Hey, what's wrong with you? I should have just played that myself as I had my little rant about the road rage. Yeah, get them all in. We want all of them. We want it a jam-packed one. We're going to try and make it as long as possible. We want it that long that we have to split it into two, so you will get a bonus episode. But if not, then just standard hour length-ish. You know how we do. We'll go off on the tangents and all that as usual. But yeah, if we can get as many as possible. Obviously, the links are always in the description, but email is realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Hotline 07470-488-096. Drop them WhatsApps. You know, we're still not getting any pictures. You know, we'll gladly keep it that way. We don't want anything rude. We just want the authenticity, the messages, the questions, you know, even just a bit of love. While it is in my head again now, a couple of people had messaged after the last episode had dropped. Spotify was playing up for some reason. People couldn't download at first, but that seems to have been resolved because I had a look at that myself. There's another podcast or music platform called Deezer. For some reason, we can't be downloaded on there anymore, but you can still listen to it, is what the messages said. So all I'd say is, if you can, just swap to Spotify or one of the other platforms. You know, we're on YouTube and that as well. I don't know why. I don't personally upload to individual platforms. I just do it through the one source, and that divides it. Well, not divides it, but it automatically uploads to, I don't even know how many different platforms there are, to be honest, but it whacks it on all of them automatically for us. Just to save us a bit of time, really. It's not a quick process. So if you can, we're not monetized yet still. So Spotify doesn't have adverts, as far as I know, played during our podcast. There might be some before and after, but that's as standard for everything when you listen to music and that anyway. I say otherwise, get it on the YouTube. And if you are new to the YouTube, don't forget to follow and like the videos. As always, share it. We do appreciate when you share the videos, the podcast rather, out to new people. We love it. It's been a little while since I've checked the areas, but you know, it's just so inspiring and crazy when I see the stats that there's people listening in Belgium, Japan, over in the States and that as well. You know, obviously getting the odd message from people all around the world as well. It really is, as that inspiring, touching, and just mind-blowing, really. The fact that there's people out there happy listening to just, only one person today, but two people. Just chat shite for an hour. And I mean, I assume you enjoy it anyway, since you just keep listening and sending messages. But we always do appreciate it. It makes our week when we get onto this, and we don't have a social life either. You know, if I didn't have enough time to get over to Ashley's, then nothing happens in my life these days, to be fair. I was talking to the plumber on the job yesterday, and he was asking what the plans were over Christmas, which unfortunately I'm working most of it, by the looks of it anyway, because there's just so much to get done. And then he asked if I was doing anything New Year's Eve, and I stood back and thought for a moment, and it's been about 10 years since I've been out on New Year's Eve. because the last time was literally when I got the wife's number, because she used to work at the pub that we used to drink at, me and the boys. And she was, I'd say, newly single. She had a fella at first, and then as soon as she split up with him, I was badgering her, hounding her. And then, yeah, that New Year's Eve party that they had at the pub, just wore her down. She finally said, yeah, give me a number. And that was it. It's all downhill from there then. So, yeah, it was quite, I say quite sad. It was quite eye-opening when I realised it'd been that long since I'd done it. But I say that, thinking about it now, actually, when we was, when she was running the pub and I was, you know, just the pretty face there, I did used to do the DJing there, and we did the one New Year's Eve. So I suppose that's probably the last time I've had a New Year's Eve, even though it weren't a night out. I was technically in the pub because we was living there. But again, that was 8 years ago, maybe. Fucking hell, time flies so fast. But that's what happens as we get older. You know, it's just a part of life. Time flies. I mean, even this year, you know, we're a week and a half away from Christmas, and then New Year's right after that then. 2025 is literally knocking at the door. And, yeah, it's a madness. And speaking of madness, James, always appreciate your messages, mate. Currently, the time as of recording this, I've got Sky Sports News on in the background, and it's not looking good, bruv. Fulham are beating Liverpool at Anfield. It's such a mad Premier League season this year. So, well, not year so far, but this season so far, it's absolutely like mental. You know, not many people would have expected United to have had such a poor season. The downfall of Man City, 10 games, 1 win, 8 losses, I think, 1 draw, something like that. You know, it's a big game tomorrow. So Sunday the 15th, for anyone that's not listening as this comes out shortly. You know, big Manchester derby. I mean, United aren't looking great, but neither are City. So it's on the cards to be either a good game or an absolute shit one where nothing happens. But Liverpool, you know, they had every opportunity to just take this title by the scruff of the neck. And yeah, they had a slip up last week, and it looks like they're having an absolute fucking mare this week now. Were 1-0 down, then they've pulled one back, down to 10 men as well. But Fulham, you know, they've pulled it back, the 2-1 up. If Chelsea win tomorrow, I think they're only 1 point behind Liverpool then. I hate to admit it, but Ashley might be right with Chelsea being a dark horse this season then as well. It's a madness, but that's why we love the Premier League and football in general, because you just can't predict it unless it's the usual Man City anyway, not this season's Man City anyway. I've seen a little bit of a conspiracy theory going around as well that because of the case that has just finished, even though they've not come out with a verdict yet, but the case against Man City with the 115 charges, and the theory saying that Pep and the City players are losing and playing poorly on purpose to try and sway the decision of the jury on the case, to say basically that even with all the extra funds and hidden figures and cheating that they've done, basically, that it's not made them a dominant force, and that they are still only human and just a standard team, and they can go through bad patches. And it's an absolute load of shots. Look, if whoever's going to come out with the actual verdict of these charges against Man City, if they look at the current form and think, oh yeah, but they didn't play well this season, so it can't be really in their favour, everything that's going on. They're an absolute mug, and they need their bank balances checking to see if they've been having a little backhander, you know, checking to see if they've got any Swiss accounts or anything, because they're going to be getting fucking... they're going to be getting paid off if they're going to be saying that Man City aren't guilty and they don't deserve what is rightly going to come towards them, to be fair. But we're not a footballing podcast. James, let me know what you're saying, mate. Is this the downfall of Slot? Are Liverpool in crisis? You know, we need to know your feelings, mate, you know, because you are the big Liverpool fan. And yeah, we want to know how sad you are. Big fixtures over the Christmas period as well. I mean, not massive games as individual ones, but there's a lot of games coming in. This is what we love the Christmas period for. Keeps us entertained. As I say, even though I'm going to be working most of the Christmas, it looks like. But I am going to leave it there. I'm struggling a bit now because I'm not supping on the beer enough. Let me just have one more sip before I go. Oh, yeah, French lager. Beautiful. Do if any of you do see it in the shops, I'll get it from Asda, but it's a creamy little can, just a 330ml can, look the same as your standard Coca-Cola and Pepsi size cans. It's got like a little red crown on it. Comes in a small 4-pack as well. Bière Special, Rennes des Bières. And I say it looks like Champignons is the main name of it. But it is real, real nice, cheap lager. And as I say, for how cheap it is, 5.5% as well. You know, that's stronger than most of your average beers. So, yeah, without sounding like an alcoholic, I'm going to sign off there, get this down my neck, go grab another one out of the fridge, and I'm going to sit here, wait until I get hungry, order a takeaway. Don't know what I'm going to have yet, but I'm going to treat myself. Because I'm on my own for a couple more hours. The wife is out. So I'm going to make the most of it. Watch the last of Fulham beating Liverpool. And yeah, I don't know. Find some shorts to watch on the TV, to be fair. Or, I mean, do I want to watch the Villa game? I'll decide that in a little bit. Main thing is, get this down my neck. Get another one. And fucking carry on de-stressing. And yeah, early night for me. Work again tomorrow. Oh, is this a goal? Liverpool have just scored. James, you've looked out there, then, ain't you, mate? But there's still another 5 minutes or so left. To be fair, though, let's say we're not a footballing podcast, but you know, this is relevant to what's going on at the moment. I've just been not slagging them off, but giving you a bit of banter. Even if it's another draw, it's still a slip up. You know, it's not good enough for where Liverpool were. 9 points clear at one point. It's not good enough, is it, mate? So, yeah, let me know how you're feeling now, mate. Has that cheered you up a little bit more? Were you there, buddy? Gerrard! Even though it's not him. Or Salah. Arne Slot's loving it. He's back on top. He's all shiny head. Jota. So, yeah. Let us know how you feel about that, mate. So, yeah, signing off. Have a good one. Whenever you listen to this, enjoy the rest of your evening, weekend. Have a good day, all that jazz. And if I don't see you for the week, see you for a winder. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. Deny.